All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. It is that time. It's time for the final half hour of our Drive Time show for this Monday afternoon. And it is La Semana del Inglés. Ooh, very exciting week. And I will say that tomorrow we're going to have a special Drive Time show. It'll be live on Facebook. And also tomorrow, we're going to be giving away some courses. We're going to do a draw, un sorteo. A draw. I know. It's going to be great. We'll do a draw. I will give away a course live on the stream. You can connect to Facebook and join the fun. Pura diversión, ¿no, Tino? Así nos gusta. Exactly. It's going to be a good time.
Tato guapo.
Bueno, intentaré, hombre. All right. Facebook tomorrow, everybody. Facebook Live. You can join the fun. But let's begin this final half hour with another interactive section. How about today's What's That Sound? What's that sound? Yes. Okay. Today, Tino's going to play a sound. We're going to try to guess the sound. If you want to participate, you can write in and tell me what it is. Okay. So if you want to participate, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @EMKilemillar.
O sea, I'm Kyle Miller.
I'm Kyle Miller. It's true. Okay, so tell me what the sound is. All right, let's hear that sound. Oh. Okay. All right. Okay, so tell me what that is. Describe the sound, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the Drive Time show. How about that? Towards the end of our show. But for now, let's move on. Today in history. Today in history, everybody. Yes, today in history. Well, it's Earth Day. I mentioned this at the start of the show, Earth Day, which is an event to increase public awareness of the world's environmental problems and celebrated for the first time on this day in 1970. Initially celebrated in the United States, it was the idea of a senator named Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin, who was a strong environmentalist. And he hoped to provide unity to the grassroots environmental movement. Now, grassroots means like, I tried to explain this word the other day, grassroots, to como, it's almost like saying la gente del pueblo, from the people from the towns and from the los campos y los pueblos and gente de toda la vida. Hombre, right, Tino? Grassroots. Like a grassroots political movement, right? It's not a movement started by big corporations, but started by normal people. So he wanted to start this movement to promote awareness for environmental issues. And on April 22nd, 1990, the 20th anniversary of Earth Day, by that time, more than 200 million people in 141 countries participated in Earth Day celebrations. And it's celebrated on some different days by different groups internationally. But the United Nations officially celebrates it, in fact, on the equinox, which officially occurs around the 21st of March. But for most countries, it is celebrated today, April 22nd. So there we go, Earth Day. Another thing that happened today, the birth of Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson, the actor. Not Jack Nicholas, the golfer, but Jack Nicholson, the actor. Right? You might know him from, well, he's done so many roles going back to the 70s, Easy Rider. Also did, famously played the Joker in the Batman movies. He's played many unique and also challenging roles, papeles, roles in Hollywood. And he won 12 Academy Award nominations, the most nominated male actor in history, and one of very few to win 3 Oscars. He's considered one of the best actors in Hollywood, but his beginnings were quite difficult. And he started out as a gopher, a person who delivers special items in MGM Studios. Now, a gopher, this is a good word, a great word, a gopher. Gopher. Now, a gopher means go for, como un, literally, un ir a por café, go for a coffee, go and get it, go, hey, would you go for a coffee, right? You go for, but gopher, they call them. So doing little errands, right? Recados for people. And so he was trying to get going with his career. He was trying to develop his career, but he started off, yeah, as a gopher, just doing whatever he could to be around the studios, MGM, originally a cartoon studio at MGM. And fame didn't come until he was over 30 with the movie Easy Rider, where he got his first Oscar nomination. And it was kind of the starting point of his really famous career. So there you go. Jack Nicholson, great actor, born on this day in 1937. 1937, wow, so that makes him, what, 82? Yeah, 82 years old today, Jack Nicholson. Think of that, wow. All right, that's today in history. All right, folks, let's move on. It's a strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen, a world where knowledge is power. A world where we strive to know as much as we can. Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Or that a shark can detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Today's fact might not turn you into a genius, but you just might find it interesting.
And that's a fact.
And that's a fact. Some facts about McDonald's today, Tino. McDonald's. And this is one, I've done this before, right? Kyle, I've heard you talk about it before, but I want to talk about some strange menu items that you can find at McDonald's. I remember when McDonald's had pizza. Did they ever have pizza in Spain? McPizza. It was a long time. I was a really young kid. But they experimented with pizza, and it failed. It was a big failure, un gran fracaso. Pizza at McDonald's didn't work. But I guess they figured, I guess they assumed, you know, people go for a fast food experience. It could work, but it just didn't work. It was probably around 1990, I would say, in North America. But some other things that were on the menu or are on the menu. In China, they have what they call the prosperity burger. Hamburguesa de la prosperidad. Prosperity burger. Right? The Chinese are always, they always seem to be interested in luck and prosperity and rich, you know, wealth and fortune. So, so they have here the prosperity burger. And this appears around the Chinese New Year. Around many of McDonald's Asian locations, basically a McRib. McRib, the costillas, the rib, the McRib with salty, with spicy black pepper sauce and onions. There you go. Now, another one, again in Asia, the rice burger. La hamburguesa de arroz. Rice burger. Mmm, tastes like real rice. Yeah. Now, this was invented by Moss Burger, which is Japan's second largest fast food seller after McDonald's. But it reached so much, it enjoyed so much popularity that McDonald's had to decide to offer their own version. And the advertisement says it contains the finest grains of fragrant white rice pressed into patties to form the buns. A heartier bun, to be sure. So it's actually the bun. It's el pan. So I guess the meat is still beef, but the bun is, instead of a bun, instead of bread bun, it's made of rice. Okay. Oh, this is my favorite, McLobster. Well, not my favorite to buy, but to talk about because it comes from my hometown. Well, my home part of the world. McLobster, McBogavante. McLobster, everybody. Filled with Atlantic lobster meat and crispy lettuce on a fresh bun. It's bound to make a splash with everyone, says McDonald's marketing. The classic New England and Eastern Canadian lobster rolls are being imitated here by McDonald's. And basically lobster covered with mayonnaise and tartar sauce on a white bun. And there's some salad on there, some lettuce on there as well. Now, this only appears, don't go to Canada at any time thinking you're going to get the McLobster because it's seasonal, folks. It's not there all the time. It's seasonal. I think in the summer they have it. Brie nuggets, everybody. Brie. Queso brie. Brie nuggets. So chicken McNuggets, but made with brie. And this is in Russia. You can get these. So if you're in Russia and you want to try something different at McDonald's, look for the old brie nuggets. Kiwi burger. Now, New Zealand, people from New Zealand are known as Kiwis. Kiwis. But, no, it's not the fruit, but beets. So beet is like, what do you say, remolacha? Remolacha? Beet. Beet, yeah. And the dark, these dark red, you know, it gets red, you know, you say remolacha, right, Tino? And it's red, very dark red, almost like ink that comes out of it. And it adds a sweet crunch. There's also egg on this burger. Strange. Called the Kiwi Burger, everybody. Also, there's one in Australia called the McOz Burger, which is similar, but it doesn't have an egg on it. I think that's kind of strange. An egg. First of all, I don't put egg on a burger anyway. Anyway. Burgers. I take burgers very seriously, Tino. I joke about a lot of things, but I take burgers very seriously. I consider myself a connoisseur. And I'll tell you, one thing that is very important for a good hamburger is you cannot underestimate the importance of the bun. El pan. Es muy importante el pan. Right? The bun is very important. If you, like a lot of people, they go out and they buy this really expensive beef, which can be good, but it's not a question of price. It's a question of getting the right fat content in the beef, I think. Right? You want to have, I think, kind of a reasonably high fat content in your beef. And you mix up the patties, the little patties, the hamburger meat. But then also, the bun is so important, the right type of bun, because a lot of hamburger buns fall apart. You take a bite and the bread breaks apart and it falls, you know, the whole thing comes apart. No good, no good. You gotta have the right consistency, the right sweetness, and the right types of toppings and the right combination of toppings, the right, you know, amount of each. There's an art to making a good burger. Anyway. We're going to move on. It's time for a challenge, everybody. Who doesn't like a good challenge? Everybody likes a good challenge. How about today's interrogative challenge?
Interrogative challenge.
All right, everybody, the interrogative challenge. Interrogative challenge. Yes. I'm going to give you the answer, and you ask me the question. All right. Okay. Good. Okay. I got you. Number one. It costs $5 to get a manicure. I have no idea. How much does it cost to get a manicure? Number two, I work with Norman. Who do you work with? Hey, who do you work with? I work with Norman. So is. Number three, she's pointing at the broken window. What is she pointing at? Hey, what is she pointing? Oh, the broken window. Number four, I tried on the green shirt first. Which shirt did you try on first? Oh, the green one. El verde. Exactly. Number five, I'm sitting on a portable chair. What are you sitting on? Hey, what are you sitting on? I'm sitting on a portable chair. Number six. She's not here because she's late. Why isn't she here? Because she's late. Number seven. They're not with us because they left. Why aren't they with us? Why aren't they with us? Number eight. There weren't any trees because of the altitude. Why weren't there any trees? Why weren't there any trees? Number nine. I'm staying with an old friend of mine. Staying with? Hey, who are you staying with? I'm staying with an old friend of mine. Number 10. Last but not least, a bottle opener is for opening bottles. What's a bottle opener for? Hey, Tino, what's a bottle opener for? Oh, it's for opening bottles. Claro, para abrir latas. Bueno, botellas. Yeah. Bueno, abre latas. A can opener is for opening cans. A bottle opener is for opening bottles. But we have a common mistake here that people make. Well, a little trick. We say a bottle opener is for opening bottles. I use my bottle opener to open bottles. Or, a cigarette lighter is for lighting cigarettes. I use my cigarette lighter to light candles because I don't smoke, for example. Okay. There we go. All right. Okay. Why don't we take a moment, everybody? We've got to look at responses to the sound, but I want to give a few more minutes for people to write in. We'll look at responses to today's sound in just a minute. Can we hear that sound one more time, Tino? All right. I'm not 100% sure. I think I know what it is. Okay. All right. So tell me what that is. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's have a look at our paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day.
All right, everybody. It's time for the paragraph of the day. Day. That's right. The paragraph of the day. So I'm going to read this and then I'm going to read it again. Oh, get me in. Exactly. Okay. Now I'm going to read it in English and then I will explain some of the vocabulary. This is a good exercise because it helps you gain agility. It helps you practice with a lot of interesting structures, let's say, interesting grammar that appears here. Okay. Here we go. People often ask me, what do successful entrepreneurs always have in common? What is it that makes them different? Each time I'm asked that question, I respond with exactly the same answer. Successful entrepreneurs are those who have a passion for the business and the money to survive their mistakes. I've occasionally seen success happen without sufficient funding, but I've never once seen it happen without passion. Interesting. Frecuentemente, la gente me pregunta. People often ask me. People often ask me. Ask me. What do successful entrepreneurs all have in common? What is it that makes them different? Right? ¿Qué es lo que los empresarios con éxito tienen en común? ¿Qué es lo que les diferencia? What is it that makes them different? Each time I'm asked that question, I respond with exactly the same answer. Cada vez que me hacen esa pregunta, respondo con la misma respuesta. I respond with the same answer. The same answer. Los empresarios con éxito son aquellos que sienten pasión por su negocio y tienen el dinero necesario para sobrevivir a sus errores. I think that's true. Successful entrepreneurs are those who have a passion for their business and the money to survive their mistakes. To survive their mistakes. I've occasionally seen success happen without sufficient funding, but I've never once seen it happen without passion. Mm. All right. I've occasionally seen it happen without sufficient funding, but I've never once seen it happen without passion. Good. It's true. You have to have passion for your business. And also because of the amount of work required to start something on your own, if you're not passionate about it, you simply won't stay with it and you'll quit. So passion is absolutely necessary to be successful in business. I really agree. Okay, let's see. We have people writing in on Twitter about our sound, but also Janer says, Kyle, when or how often do you live stream the show on YouTube? It's a good question. We live stream on Facebook, and it's the answer, I guess, de vez en cuando, every once in a while, right? We don't really have a fixed schedule, although I think I should have a fixed schedule, right, Tino? And stream on Facebook every Tuesday or something like that, cada martes o cada lo que sea, every certain, with a certain known frequency. And I acknowledge that we don't really have that established, but I should do that. But the stream tomorrow will be on Facebook, not on YouTube. It'll be on Facebook. So go to the Grupo Bon Facebook page. And you'll want to tune in because there's going to be some, I'll be giving away prizes as well. It's going to be a good show tomorrow. So check that out. Catalina writes in and says, I think Tino recorded the sound while you were eating one of the orange torrijas Mercedes treated you with. That's a good answer. Janer says, what's that sound? It must be a pet eating and farting. La mascota. Eating and farting. Well, someone chewing biscuits, says Joaquin. Joe says, a very rude person chewing food very noisily. Okay, it was someone chewing gum, chicle. Chewing gum, right, Tino? And blowing bubbles. Blowing bubbles. SOS. All right. Fran says, indeed, passion is a key word, Kyle. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take we're done. We're out of time. Not a break. We're done. I'll be back tomorrow, though. Same time, same place. Thanks for listening, folks. Tomorrow, will be on Facebook. So tune in live on Facebook tomorrow, everybody. It'll be great to see you there. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. Oh.
Decirme cosas al oído.
Aquí. Hola.
Y a ver tú.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Cosas bonitas.
Para empezar, vamos a saludar a los oyentes de Madrid en el 100.4 de la FM. Y vamos a hablarles hoy de campamentos. Bueno, tenemos a Frank y a Elena, que son aquí los compañeros encargados de organizar todo estupendamente.
Campamentos.
Campamentos, que ahora es la fecha para decirle a los papás, ¿dónde queréis mandar a los chavales?
Tenemos actividades, campamentos o no campamentos, desde la primera semana.
Vamos a centrarnos en los campamentos.
Vale, perdón. Venga, los campamentos, Frank.
Un campamento puede durar o una semana o dos semanas.
Vamos a suponer que mandamos...